Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I'm Steve Ashley, and today I'll be playing music that embodies the colours of summer. Summer brings vibrant colours to life, and colours have inspired songwriters in the 20th century, and no doubt continue to do so. One of the best openers rarely heard these days is W. Frank Harling and Richard Whiting's 1930 hit, Beyond the Blue Horizon. John Sang with Beyond the Blue Horizon, which was written for the 1930 film Monte Carlo, which featured Britain's Jack Buchanan and America's Jeanette MacDonald. That was the title track from John's first LP, released in 1959, and which was recorded on the greatly expanded ex-Paramount New York studio Wurlitzer in the home of Richard Lederhosz in Long Island, New York. Red Sails in the Sunset was a British song written for a 1935 show that opened and closed off-Broadway in the Provincetown Playhouse in New York's Greenwich Village. It's the only surviving song from that show, and it was hit material for Bing Crosby and Jack Jackson and his orchestra in 1935, with several revivals through the 50s and 60s, including by the Platters and Fats Domino. Thank you. Len Rawl and the ex-Regal Kingston Wurlitzer in the Musical Museum Brentford, a track from his At the Riverside CD. In 2013, popular Scarborough summer season organist Howard Beaumont recorded a CD called Tap Your Troubles Away on the Wurlitzer in the Victoria Hall Saltair in Yorkshire. From that album, this is Orange Coloured Sky, composed in 1950 by Milton DeLug, with hit recordings that year by Betty Hutton and Nat King Cole. Howard Beaumont and Orange Coloured Sky played on the Cinema Organ Society's Wurlitzer in Saltair. Green Dolphin Street was a 1947 film starring Lana Turner, Donna Reed and Van Heflin. The plot centred around a love triangle, but it's mainly remembered for the special effects. A monster earthquake, tidal wave and bloody native uprising, which earned the film an Academy Award for special effects in 1948. Anne Leaf played the title music on Green Dolphin Street, featuring the Wurlitzer of the Senate Theatre Detroit on this 1963 recording. Some of the most melodic stage music was composed by Britain's Ivor Novello, but through the passage of time, his music became all but forgotten. That changed in 2001 when the murder mystery Gosford Park, which starred Maggie Smith, Ryan Philippe and Michael Gambon, hit the big screens. It featured 10 Novello songs, exquisitely played by Christopher Northam, while his brother Jeremy acted the part of Novello and sang many of the songs. Unfortunately, We'll Gather Lilacs was not included. However, David Lowe did include this glorious melody on his Take the A-Train CD. David Lowe and the ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer, now in a recreation hall in Towyn, South Wales. Yellow Bird, a hit for the Mills Brothers in 1959, played there by Keith Beckingham on the Wurlitzer belonging to the Scottish Cinema Organ Trust when it was in its previous home in the Town Hall of Clydesdale. That organ was later moved to the Pollokshaws Borough Hall, where it is featured almost every month in concert by professional artists. In thinking about Purple songs, the first that comes to mind is, of course, Deep Purple, which had a revival with Nino Temple and April Stevens back in 1963. But there is another, far less known song, Purple Shades. It was copyrighted in 1953 and it charted for Joni James, an American singer who recorded prolifically between 1952 and 1964. Bill Vlasic, always noted for finding great music that wasn't overplayed, included Purple Shades in a concert in 1991 on the Wurlitzer in Manual High School, Indianapolis. Purple Shades, Bill Vlasic in concert in 1991. And so I've come to the finale of today's Hot Pipes, and I've chosen one of the best known cover songs, The Black and White Rag, which dates from 1908. Here's another concert performance, this time from George Wright, playing the Kimball Hybrid in Dickinson High School, Wilmington, Delaware in 1977. Thank you. George Wright and the Black and White Rag bring this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes to a close. If you'd like information on concerts in your area, and if you're not a member of any organ preservation group, you may want to look at the Concert Diaries links on my website, www.hotpipes.eu. You'll also find a wealth of archive shows for your listening on-demand pleasure. Thanks for your company today. I'll be back next week at the same time with more great theatre pipe tracks. In the meantime, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley.